Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back there. Lee Branum is our guest. We're rocking and rolling here with Lee, talking about doing a better job of hiring employees. He's got pitfalls and best practices to pay attention to when you're hiring people. We're talking about making sure that you give proper attention to any hiring job that you do. Lee's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, as well as Re-Engage, two different books. Lee, thanks again for staying with us.
You bet.
The employee referrals is something that may be underutilized. What do you think?
Well, it's so much that it's underutilized, because it's actually the number one method for hiring that results in long-term retention.
So it's a good practice, but that doesn't mean that it's practiced.
That's right. Well, it is practiced because most people find jobs through informal connections.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those informal connections are coming from somebody in the company that has told a friend or a family member about the job and has told them about it before it's officially advertised, very often. So the people that are hiring for the job or know about the job are coming in before it's even made public that there is a job opening.
The best companies never have to seek employees, don't they?
Well, that's right, because usually there's a long line of people wanting to get in.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a velvet rope out there, and people are standing behind it waiting to get in your company. If you have a really good reputation as a place to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what you're looking for. That's the ultimate hiring weapon, is just being a great place to work. But employee referrals, because the employee is putting themselves at risk, they're putting their reputation at risk to refer somebody. Because if the person turns out to be not a good hire, then that reflects badly on them.
Mm-hmm. We had an interesting situation. One of the worst employees we ever had recommended one of the best employees we ever had.
Well, sometimes it works that way, but not usually.
Yeah,
usually the worst employees refer the worst candidates.
Well, and I say worst. I mean, it was we don't let people stay around it very long if they're not good. But I'm just saying, in terms of the high standards that we have, she wasn't the best, but she had recommended the best one. And so,
You never know.
You never know. That's right. It's a compliment, isn't it? When an employee says, "Hey, boss, I know you've been looking for somebody," or if you start looking for somebody, I've got a friend, or I know somebody who I've told them about work, and they'd like to be part of what we do here. You know, I mean, that's a high class problem, isn't it?
It is. In fact, that's one of the questions we use on our survey on employee engagement. Is I have referred people to this company, because it's a way of saying I really believe in this company and am probably engaged because of it.
Right.
But the other factor that makes this method work so well is that the person doing the referring is going to be telling the person they refer about the company to the point that they have a realistic expectation coming in. And, of course, that's another reason hires don't work out, is because they don't truly understand what they're getting into.
And they're probably also going to know the good, the bad, and the ugly, too.
Well, that's important.
They're going to come in a little more informed. They're probably also going to know about the pay structure, too, aren't they?
Well, that's right. And if they know all this stuff and they still want to come, That bodes well.
Exactly. Yeah. They know how badly you're paying people, and they still want to come.
That's right.
So here's something else, though, that is part of this whole equation that we're talking about right now, Lee. And that is that this is the weak approach that too many small business owners use. They say, okay, who do we know? Who do you know? They talk to their friends, their neighbors, their relatives. I'm looking for somebody, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody will say, yeah, I've got a friend that's looking for a job. And you'll say, okay, great, can he come in tomorrow? and they come in and they don't, and they breathe, they fog a mirror and you hire them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes referrals of any kind can be good, but they can also be a crutch and an excuse for not
doing
a good job.
It's no reason to not give them the same rigorous hiring process and ask them the same tough questions you would hire anybody else.
That's right. And I'll tell you something else. You should have at least another alternative, because we've had people who were referred to us, and we went ahead and went out into the marketplace, and even though the person who was referred was pretty compelling, we went out into the marketplace and we found somebody who was better that we didn't even know, and nobody knew.
Yeah, and it gets difficult when they're referring their relatives too. You know, that's when
I was going to ask you about that. How do you feel about nepotism?
Well, sometimes it works really well. Some of the best companies in the world have a lot of nepotism.
I know a company that's probably the best run, continually gets ratings to being the best place to work in the industry. And they're rife with nepotism.
Yeah, I know a company that's the same way, because good workers tend to run in families. That's the truth.
That's a good point.
But you have to manage it, and you have to be. It can be a very sensitive, touchy subject.
Yep.
And you have to be sure you're hiring based on ability, not just bloodline.
And you have to have rules. You have to set it out by saying, "Okay, guys,
yep.
I'm going to hire your brother, but I'll cut either one of you loose in a New York minute."
There you go.
You got to have.
Tough love.
They got to understand that this is, you know, love is for lovers. This is business.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, hold on. Give us the website again, Lee.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The books are the 7 hidden reasons employees leave. Also, re-engage, and that's Lee Branham. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about how to do a better job of hiring.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.